producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk some firearms law and other related subjects with Alexandra Kincaid, an attorney practicing Second Amendment law in Idaho. And does a bit of shooting out there, too, from what I can see on the web, Alex.
the young kid.
Mm-hmm. You're living in a great place for that, I must say. you've been a prosecutor, but I guess that's now just on the resume, and you're doing a lot of defense work and in the area particularly of constitutional law. Is that a correct summary?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I did prosecution for about a decade, and now I help gun owners and gun businesses.
Excellent. Well, nice to know that we have an attorney with that kind of background. Aren't that many. Gun Owners of America works a lot with an appellate law firm, but to have somebody that's actually able to get into the nitty-gritty in a court trial, that's another matter altogether, and it's good to know that you are doing that. I liked one of the statements you made in your book, which is entitled Infringed. I wonder where we've heard that word before. We see it more observed, shall not be infringed, is more observed in the breach than in the any other way, I guess. But nevertheless is something that the government seems to be perfectly happy doing. And when they hear the Constitution brought up, an eye roll is a constant or a very frequent reaction.
Right. And, you know, in my daily life, I'm speaking with your average American gun owner or your regular type of firearms manufacturing business or dealer. And people ask me all the time, I thought the Constitution said shall not be infringed. You know, why are there so many rules and why are there so many laws that we don't even know what they all are anymore?
Maybe if the bank accounts of infringing lawyers were somehow attached and they say, well, you can't do that. Oh, well, now you understand.
Well, somebody needs to put a stop to it, right? It is completely out of control, and it makes me crazy to hear our politicians pontificating about more gun control laws, that I'm sitting here going, we have so many laws already that affect our ability to protect ourselves under the Second Amendment. What else do you want to do? What else do you think you can do that's going to affect change? And how about focusing on some of the real issues that would make life safer for Americans?
Well, I know one question that's not it's not as popular, I guess, as a skunk at a garden party is what gun control law would have stopped the recent mass killing in Roseburg, Oregon? And you don't really get an answer to that because they know bloody well lots of gun control laws were on the books. None of them did a lick of good. And so what are we talking about?
Exactly. And it's actually in those mass shooting situations, I think you and I are 100% on the same page with this, as are most gun owners, that the problem is the law itself that restricts the citizen's ability to carry. It's the gun-free zones that are the problem. The law is the problem.
Well, it's understandable if before legislators get it, and for whatever reason, it's hard for them to get. I've said this before, I've recounted this before, but when Steve Sockman was in the United States House of Representatives, he had a bill which we were delighted that he had put in that would have overturned the federal ban on having a gun in a school. he was barely able to get 50 co-sponsors. It's as if he were saying, hey, would you like to get some leprosy from me? Can I rub my sores all over you? Something really grotesque was the reaction that seemed to greet Stockman's overtures. It is a subject that I guess it still has children attached to it, and somehow the dead bodies of children piled up in school grounds don't count. It's those cherubic faces in the school rooms that somehow we've got to protect with a gun-free zone. And it makes me go crazy to think how we've just gotten stuck on the notion that being defenseless is a good defense.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think also the blame goes to the politicians who are misleading Americans with their false statistics or skewing the statistics and trying to get non-gun owners to believe that the problem is the gun when it really isn't.
Yeah. In fact, I think a lot of gun owners have probably come to the conclusion that as much as they might like their concealed carry permit and they wouldn't like to put it in jeopardy, frankly, I've just heard from an awful lot of people say, I don't care whether there's a sign at that school that says no guns or what, when I'm going to pick up my kid, you can bet I'm going to be able to protect me, my kid, and anybody else that might be threatened by some dirtbag. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interject. I just, you know, the people are starting to carry and to disobey the laws. And now we are seeing, after a couple of these recent mass shootings, those folks who actually saved the day being looked at as potential criminals for carrying in a place that they shouldn't, even though, you know, who knows how many lives they saved by intervening in the situation.
Now, happily, they are not being prosecuted. I'm thinking especially of the Clackamas Mall fellow who was precisely doing what you described. He was not complying with the law, and yet he arguably saved unknown numbers of people's lives. And the same with a doctor at a hospital in Darby, Pennsylvania. Same thing. Gun-free zone. Doc had a gun. Doc stopped the killing spree almost before it began. No prosecutions. And it just makes me think that the prosecutors are a little bit ahead of the politicians on this one. They know that if they got to take this to a jury, a jury's a wild guess in many cases, but I kind of think, you mean a guy that saved a lot of lives and you want to prosecute him, sir?
Exactly. Well, and prosecutors are supposed to exercise discretion and look at, you know, what are we really going to curb future criminal activity by prosecuting someone? Unfortunately, they don't always take that path, right? But thankfully, in these situations, it appears that they will be using that discretion and not going after folks for a, quote, technical law violation when, in reality, they're heroes.
I guess in both of those jurisdictions, there's a fair chance the prosecutor had his head screwed on right. So we haven't really seen my hypothesis tested in some place like downtown San Francisco, where admittedly it's less likely that a good guy will have a gun anyway. Probably aren't that many good guys in downtown San Francisco to begin with. But you get my point. Someday this will happen, and it's a hostile jurisdiction, and then we really see whether or not the perception is correct that a prosecutor, you know, I can see a prosecutor just being so anti-Second Amendment that even suspecting that it's a better than even chance he's going to lose, and maybe lose badly, he hates gun owners so much that he's going to cost this jerk a lot of money by prosecuting him to the full extent of the law.
Right, and I've seen that happen. And I, you know, frankly, when I, maybe I was a little naive when I first got out of law school years and years ago now, but I thought by going in the into the prosecution business, I would be working with like-minded people who had somewhat of a conservative. I know you laugh, right? That was my thinking.
I had my own youthful naivete, so I, you know, believe me, I'm not laughing at you.
Well,
I'm laughing with you.
I woke it up very quickly, and I was astounded at the prosecutors who hate guns.
Wow. Well, we'll be back after some messages. We're talking with Alex Kincaid. Is it Alex Kincaid? Alex, what is your website?
AlexKincaidLaw.com.
Law.com. Okay. That's where you can find all about Alex. We'll be right back.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Alex Kincaid. He's a practicing attorney in Idaho. And frankly, the advice that I've been given, and which Of course, I've had the luxury of being able to act upon easily because GO Gun Owners of America has an ongoing relationship with some lawyers that do especially a lot of appellate work for us. But the idea is that if somebody's concerned about a bad rap being put on them, inadvertently your gun was showing when you were unknowingly in a school zone and somebody makes a big deal out of it and you've got to defend yourself in court, you might want to have Alex's phone number. You might want to have even given her a call to explain, hey, if you get a call from Joe Blow, this is who I am. And do you accept that kind of relationship?
Of course I do.
Well, that's great, because even if you're not in Idaho, it might be a good idea to just have an attorney that you have some confidence in so that you can start the ball rolling in the right direction. We've had calls from people where we didn't really know anybody in a particular state where they needed help, but because they gave us a call, we were able to eventually get them somebody and make a referral. So it's worth having somebody's number that you have some confidence in so that you can do that yourself. This is a serious consideration. We have a little way to go yet before we convince most of the authorities that a good guy with a gun is something to be encouraged rather than prosecuted. Even maybe I could say persecuted. We're dealing with different worldviews, and there really are people that think that the average citizen walking around with a gun is just going to make things more likely to go bad. Is that a fair assessment of how a lot of these folks think?
Of course, and the faith and confidence in government officials is astounding. And I think, you know, there's also a failure on the part of some people to recognize that, you know, while law enforcement may come to your rescue, they're going to come to your rescue. They aren't going to be there when the bad situation happens. And your first line of defense is to be responsible and be able to take care of yourself to some degree. Of course, the government would like you to think otherwise.
Right. And it's a noble thought that's put on police cars sometimes to preserve and protect, but they don't have any legal responsibility to protect us, nor do I think they should. Otherwise, nobody would be able to afford being a cop because they'd all be sued out of existence.
Exactly.
It's, that means we are the first responder in every situation. The victim is the first responder. May make a lousy response, but the victim's still the first responder. And then we can talk what to do after that in the court if charges are brought in and all of that. This is not to say that we should be stupid and ignore the fact that there are jurisdictions that really don't like you being around with a gun. Maybe we ought to take a hint and say, okay, I bet I can go shopping somewhere else. I bet I can go see a theater somewhere else. I don't need to be in that particular jurisdiction. And I know that's been a factor in my thinking.
It certainly has been a factor in a lot of people's thinking, at least in the last few years. I can't even begin to quantify the number of people that have said things to me like, I need to leave, I need to move to a different state, I can't believe where I am, because I do get calls from all over the country. I can't practice in every place, but as you said, I can make referrals and I can give the expertise on the firearms laws.
So, exactly.
People call me from all over and have that type of concern. And they wonder, where in America can I live peacefully with my firearm and be safe and be able to carry and defend myself and my family?
Well, it happens that Alex Kincaid law is being practiced in one of those jurisdictions. By and large, I would say Idaho's got to be rated as gun-friendly.
It is gun friendly, although we keep hitting the middle of the road. Guns and Ammo does their annual review of the firearms laws, and we're somewhere in the middle, usually.
Wow.
Idaho has its problems, and you may be aware. In fact, I think you've been invited to come speak next year in our great state because we are hitting up against, I want to say it's the fifth, I believe it's the fifth legislative session where we are trying to pass constitutional carry in the state, and it's been unsuccessful so far.
it kind of boggles the mind that a state such as Idaho is having, as you say, so much trouble enacting a legislation that says, yeah, if you want to carry a concealed firearm, that's your business, not the government's. Have a nice day. That's right. What we mean by constitutional carry, otherwise known as the Constitution gives you that right, so we don't need any laws getting in between us and the Constitution. But let's look at a couple of other things. You mentioned a number of things in your book, Infringed, which I would urge people to get a copy of. I hope you never need any of the advice and discussion in the book, but to be forewarned is to be prepared, and the book becomes very cheap at the price when you think about the cost of a lawsuit. So the things that we can do, that many of them are just very easy to avoid trouble.
And it was a number of circumstances that I have worked on as an attorney, both when I was prosecuting and in my civil law practice, that caused me to write this book. And I want folks to hear that these issues come up for gun owners more often than I wish they would. And I hate getting those calls in my office where someone says, you know, I sent this gun across state lines and I think maybe I should have used the dealer and now I don't know what to do. And I've seen the prosecutions of people for what most gun owners would believe to be innocent behavior, but which has all, you know, been criminalized by our laws. Like, you know, maybe your barrel length is too short on a rifle, or your magazine holds too many rounds of ammunition, or you don't have a permit, or you didn't pay a tax, or, you know, the giving a gun across state lines is a classic example. I probably have more calls about that issue than any of these other things, because you think that if you know a person, if it's a family member or a friend, or you've been reasonable in making sure the person isn't prohibited under the law, that you can take a gun to another state and sell it, and you can't.
One of the things that I've learned over the years that I've been involved in all this, both in firearms law and the related election efforts that we've been engaged in to promote the Second Amendment, I've learned that free speech is really not all that free, that I have to pay some fairly reasonably solid legal fees just to keep me and others here at Gun Owners America out of jail. But I found, and our attorneys have been in the forefront saying this, it's a lot cheaper to talk to us before you do something than afterwards.
Right. Right. I had a judge as a mentor in my early days, and he told me, you don't make money planning for clients. You make money when they mess things up on their own and you have to clean it up.
Yeah, well,
that's absolutely right.
I've seen it myself. There's no question that's true. So, folks, I hope you're listening. We're trying to save you some money, not to mention a whole lot of other trouble. We'll be back with Alex Kincaid, alexkincaidlaw.com. Don't go away.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Alex Kincaid, alexkincaidlaw.com. On page 51 of your book, Infringed, Alex, you've got a, I guess we could call it a chart. I don't know if they're actual photographs or they're drawings. But anyway, you can see the same basic pistol in a number of configurations, some of which the gun is legally considered a pistol, and one a short-barreled rifle, and I don't know, there's, I guess, three or four different permutations. Some of which are perfectly legal in almost all jurisdictions of the country. Others, not so much. And it's that not so much that, of course, is where all the money is to be made being a Second Amendment attorney. I just thank you so much for having published that little that picture, those series of pictures on page 51. That could save a lot of people a lot of trouble if they'll just get the book and look at that page.
I hope so, and I decided to include that picture. I've used it for a long time in a PowerPoint when I teach classes here in Idaho, and people are always astounded when they see that because what it shows is a basic AR-style, quote, pistol. The ATF says this is a pistol designed to shoot from the hand, but when you take different customizations, different pieces of furniture, and attach them to that same basic pistol, you can easily make yourself a felon. You can create what's called an any other weapon, or you can turn it into a short barrel rifle. And if you haven't received permission from the ATF and paid your tax to do that before you do it, you've broken the law. You've violated federal law. And what I love about this is that I can say to someone, especially a non-gun owner, it is so easy to break a law related to firearms and not know it, not do it intentionally, and not know that you even did it. And they look at me like I must be crazy. How could somebody break a gun law and not know it or not mean to do it? Well, this is a classic example.
Pretty scary stuff because, frankly, I don't think, well, I guess somebody living in downtown Manhattan, all of the firearms represented on page 51 might be scary because everything from a one-shot Derringer is probably scary.
Right, exactly.
to some such people. But this is not really that big a deal. It's certainly no Browning submachine gun or a real gun of that sort. And yet, this is where an awful lot of trouble can be entered into by unwitting. And that's probably the biggest problem that we have is people can do something quite innocently, but oops, they've just committed a felony. And there are agents and there are prosecutors who think that's really cool going after people like that, making an example of them because they really don't like gun owners anyway. And you know, there's a lot of prosecutors that don't buy that, but the question you have to ask yourself about going along unaware is, are you feeling lucky?
Right, exactly. And this, you know, the problem with the laws, again, is that they aren't punishing things that we as human beings would automatically know could be a crime. Or, you know, if you pull the trigger on your gun while it's pointed at another person, you're going to think long and hard, hopefully, or maybe very quickly, but you have some training to help you make that decision about whether what you're doing is the right thing to do. If you add, like in that picture, a vertical foregrip to a pistol, it may never cross your mind that that is somehow felonious behavior. And I have one of my classic examples from years ago. I used to live on the Oregon coast. And in order to get to a city, we would typically travel a highway that would dip into the great state of California where they love guns, as you know. And you would go back up into Oregon and go shopping in a city. And there was a resident of my county who drove that route in the city. He purchased a perfectly legal, quote, high-capacity magazine, which are not illegal in Oregon, and he traveled the route back through California to the Oregon coast. Unfortunately for him, he was not feeling lucky that day, and he was pulled over for speeding, and the officers saw the high-capacity magazine on his passenger seat in his truck. And so even though this person had a receipt showing that he had just purchased that magazine in Oregon and that he lived in Oregon and he was just traveling back to his home in Oregon, he was arrested and he was prosecuted and he was convicted of a crime.
Now, would the McClure-Volkmer law have protected that person by as a kind of preemption that even though a semi-automatic may be viewed as an assault weapon in a state, for example, if it's legal at the federal level, then McClure-Volkmer says it's legal? Now, you may be taken to court and get convicted like this guy was, but you would have a presumption, a defense that you could raise. They spend a lot of money, better not to be in that situation, but could he not have raised a defense like that in trial?
And, he probably could, right. And you're right on. I get that question a lot from people who are traveling because the other thing that we see a lot of is people going to New York City and sometimes inadvertently having to get off an airplane with a handgun. They take possession of that handgun. They go to get back on the airplane, and now there's trouble because they don't have a New York City handgun permit. And so there are laws, and there is the Firearm Owners Protection Act is supposed to protect you if you are simply traveling through a location with very brief stops. There are some parameters to this, but you're not staying any length of time in a jurisdiction where your firearm or your accessories are unlawful. The problem is that some authorities are treating those laws as what are called affirmative defenses, which means in the legal world, we're going to go ahead and charge you, we're going to prosecute you, and if you have the time and the money to deal with this, you can launch that as a defense at your trial and see if the jury or the judge buys it.
Are you feeling lucky?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So it's
sort of
a hassle factor. It's a hassle factor. You know,
at a minimum.
At a minimum, exactly.
One of the things I want to make sure we talk about before we might run out of time, we're still good for a while. There's a way of providing for a number of benefits when people set up a trust, especially for their guns. But actually, as I was just reading through your description of it in Infringed, your book on this whole subject, the gun trust, which is a great way to protect firearms in a number of instances, it'd probably be a good place to put a lot of assets for protection. So why don't we take a little time right now and just describe what a trust is, what it can do, and what needs to be done to set one up.
Sure. And trusts have become somewhat of a fad for certain reasons amongst gun owners, but validly so, in my opinion. They started cropping up more and more for gun owners who wish to use them to purchase firearms that fall under a law called the National Firearms Act. And if you want to purchase one of those types of firearms, which the most typical ones are short barrel rifles and shotguns, fully automatic firearms, or just a suppressor, if you want to buy those, using a gun trust to do it makes sense for a lot of people in this country because they simply cannot get law enforcement to sign the paperwork that they need to get them. And if you use a gun trust, and I want to make sure that everybody hears, when you use a gun trust, there is no gun trust loophole. There will always still be a background check on the person that picks up the firearm from the dealer. But I say that because the media's brought it out. Now I hear your music, so I guess I'll jump in when we come back.
Yeah, let's jump back into the gun trust and what it can do and what it can't do. And as you were pointing out, it isn't going to avoid a background check for the person who actually picks up the gun, even if he's not the, quote, owner of it through the trust. He's the one picking it up. But let's talk about this because there's a lot more, I think, before we understand this. Be back.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Now, before we get back to the subject of the gun trust that we were talking about at the end of the last segment, just make sure that we get that website out, alexkincaidlaw.com. And that's where you can go to find out answers to some probably common questions, but also get in touch with Alex if you'd like to retain her or get a recommendation for somebody in your state, in your area. This is an area you don't want to mess around with, folks. There are too many people that have had to spend an awful lot of money because they didn't really know exactly what they were doing. And there's so many prosecutors that think anybody that has a gun's got to be evil. And so there's no breaks that you can expect being a gun owner. So do it right. Be prepared. AlexKincaid.com. So we were talking AlexKincaidLaw.com. We were talking about the trusts. And why don't you pick up from where we were in that discussion about what we can do with a trust?
Sure. And the reason, I was saying the reason that gun trusts have really become popular in the last few years is because we have seen so many officials in certain areas of this country who refuse to sign the paperwork that gun owners need to have signed in order to get a firearm that's subject to the NFA. In places like my home state of Idaho, it's typically not a problem. I'll fill out my form, I'll submit it to the chief law enforcement officer, it'll be signed, and I can send it to ATF. But in places like Seattle, as an example, folks run into a lot of trouble trying to get their chief law enforcement officer to sign this paperwork. And so the workaround that is to use a gun trust that submits the forms to the ATF. And a trust doesn't have fingerprints or a face to have a picture taken, and you don't need the law enforcement signature. So you bypass that step. But as I mentioned earlier, when the person goes to pick up the firearm, it's just like buying any other gun. You still fill out Form 4473, and you still have a background check run. The real reason that I like to draft gun trusts for my clients is because I am always looking towards keeping my clients out out of the court system. My background is in the court system. I want to keep my clients out of the court system as much as I possibly can.
Good plan.
And, yeah, exactly. And the gun trust is the tool that I can use to do that for my gun-owning clients. If I put all of your firearms in a gun trust, and one of the keys that I always have to bring up to people when I say that is that you do not have to list all of your guns. The joke in my office is if you had to, if we made our clients list all their guns, we wouldn't have any clients. So I can put all the guns in a gun trust without ever having to make a list of those firearms. And what I'm doing is I'm creating a person's little self-contained plan so that if they ever become incapacitated or when they die, they have already created a legal document that says who's going to step in and help them or who's going to administer their assets when they pass away. And it completely replaces the court system. The court system is for folks who haven't done any planning. When you create a gun trust, you are planning for your family and for your firearm.
So in a sense, the trust shares some of the immortal qualities of a average corporation with other additional features.
It does. And largely it depends on what state you live in, because states have different laws that pertain to trust on how long I can make a trust last. So again, you know, maybe I'm bragging too much about the great state of Idaho, but we can make trusts in Idaho last forever. They don't have to end on a certain date.
Now, I'm a Virginia resident. Could I set up an Idaho trust, or do I have to do it in Virginia?
You have to do it in Virginia unless you set up what's called an irrevocable trust, which we can pick a place in any place in the country to do that. So it all depends. It is possible to set up a trust in another state, even when you live in another state.
But the irrevocable trust means that if I've named somebody as the trustee and all of a sudden something comes up and I decide, boy, did I make a mistake there, too bad.
Well, to some degree, but a good lawyer is always going to find a loophole. What I frequently do for people is I'll draft what are called trust protector provisions into a trust. And you are naming another person to be your trust protector. That person can change certain aspects of the trust for you if needed.
Brilliant. Oh, I like that. That gives a lot of comfort. That would be worth the cost of setting up a trust like that, just to know that the guns are not going to end up in some government locker, which means some policewoman's private safe.
Well, right. And, you know, we've seen states passing laws now where they are outlawing certain firearms. Or I also practice in Oregon, and a couple of years ago, Oregon was proposing a ban on certain firearms, and then they were saying as part of that bill, which thankfully did not pass, that when you died, you would forfeit firearms. And I believe California works that way as well. I don't practice there, but that's my understanding of their law. Some firearms you can't transfer. Even upon death, they have to go out of state or, you know, be forfeited to law enforcement. And if you put them in a trust, if you use the right tool while you are alive and well, you can actually prevent any future transfers because a trust, like a corporation, doesn't have to die when you do.
Well, that's you've probably given reason number 5,451 not to be under the jurisdiction of California, maybe a few other states would be right down there in that same position. If people are doing much flying, even if they don't plan to go through Newark or New York City, all of which are viewed as New York City airports, it's a real problem there. And why don't you deal with that so that people can consider that ahead of time?
Right. Well, and I think, you know, if you're traveling, you need to look not only at the law of your jurisdiction. Just because you're legal or you have a permit in your state doesn't mean that what you're bringing to another state is going to be legal. And more states are requiring special permits or they're banning certain types of firearms. So you need to check ahead of time if you're going to spend any amount of time in another state. And one of the things that I would recommend people do is if you do get inadvertently sent to a place that you were not planning to visit, like New York City, don't take possession of your handgun if you don't have a New York City or a New York State handgun permit.
Now, chances are it's in your bag. So what I think I hear you saying is leave the bag in the luggage room. If you have to sleep in your skivvies that night, just don't take the bag, because once it's in your possession, all kinds of problems crop up.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, you may be able to assert a defense if you were only staying briefly in that town, and you, especially if you didn't intend to land there. But it's a hassle factor. And how much time and money are you willing to spend to deal with that problem? Because they aren't, at this point in time, being particularly lenient, even if you were diverted there without any intention on your part.
Yeah, they have more air traffic than they need, so they don't care if they chase some of us away. they really don't have to worry about it, and so they're not going to be very nice. So just plan ahead. Think about these things. Now, you mentioned there was one happy spot, and maybe a very small jurisdiction, but I was kind of excited to read that Garden Valley, Idaho, bought guns for its teachers and signs telling dirtbags what they'd done.
Can you imagine? I picture certain gun-hating people just having an absolute heart attack when they see that.
Now, as far as I know, none of those guns have been shooting up the place.
No. Miracle upon miracles. Nobody's died. Nobody's been shot. No, you know, kids haven't been shooting each other. Nothing bad has happened.
And no dirt bags have come in either.
And that's exactly right. The signs are up. The teachers are prepared, or the officials are prepared. And they got some media coverage for doing it, too. So, you know, is the next mass shooter going to pick Garden Valley, Idaho schools? I doubt it.
And it would be so cheap for a huge jurisdiction such as New York or San Francisco. I realize I'm smoking something or whatever. but imagine what they could do with just a few press releases. Oh, well. Alexandria Kincaid, alexkincaidlaw.com. Look her up, folks. There's a lot of information there. The book, Infringed, is definitely worth getting. Might keep you out of a lot of trouble as well. Alex, thanks so much. Really appreciate the interview.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.